There are warnings that are going out. They've been dropping pamphlets from aircraft. They've been trying to use alert people using cell phones and a QR code. But of course, there's hardly any electricity or internet connection.
College officials are testifying before Congress today about increasing anti-Semitism on campuses. Liz McGill's with the University of Pennsylvania.
We are seeing a rise in our society in harassment, intimidation, and threats toward individuals based on their identity as Muslim, Palestinian, or Arab. At Penn, we are investigating all these allegations.
The FBI and ATF are investigating a massive home explosion in Arlington, Virginia. Police spokesperson Ashley Savage.
As officers were attempting to make contact with the residents and execute that search warrant, several rounds were discharged by the suspect inside the residence. The residence subsequently exploded.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Workers at a 3M plant in Wausau are being asked not to drink the water at work after very high levels of PFAS chemicals were found in the private well at the factory. Operators of the Greystone plant say they're working to fix the problem. In the meantime, workers are getting bottled water to drink. The outdoor recreation industry brought in a record $9.8 billion to Wisconsin's economy last year, Tourism Secretary Ann Sayers.
People built some new habits during the pandemic that they continue to have to this day, and that's really, really good news for the state's economy.
For the first time ever, the outdoor recreation industry brought in more than $1 trillion to the U.S. economy. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Students at Mid-State Technical College have a new transfer opportunity. The University of Maryland Global Campus and the Wisconsin Technical College System have a transfer agreement for students who have completed an associate degree. They're guaranteed admission into a UMGC bachelor's degree program in a complementary field of study. The application fee is waived, there's a discount on tuition, and 60 credits or more could automatically transfer. This opportunity will help community college students reach their educational goals as affordably and efficiently as possible. You can find out more information at mstc.edu/transfer. Aspirus Riverview Clinic has a new family medicine nurse practitioner. Shelby Lingman has joined the Aspirus Health Team in Wisconsin Rapids. She offers care for children of all ages. Shelby takes a special interest in treating chronic conditions and women's health. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The morning show on WFHR. It's informative.
Have neither of you been on sleigh rides before?
Yeah, never, never. No. I've never been on.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I've been on like dozens. Oh, my gosh.
We gotta do
and I don't even like winter.
What kind of life are you living, Seth?
He was way up in the, he was in the, like really.
Northern Minnesota, yeah. I mean, come on.
Every neighbor has a sleigh in their barn.
Big words from someone from Toma.
Oh, it's on now, bro.
Every weekday from 8 to 10 on locally grown radio.
The Bucks with an eye on Vegas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Knicks tonight for the knockout round in the NBA in-season tournament. Here's how Giannis described it.
Big game on big game. Playing, you call it playing
the
game.
Tuesday,
hopefully we can win the game and go to Vegas and try to fight for the opportunity to win a trophy.
At the baseball meetings in Nashville, the Brewers formally announced their record deal with prospect Jackson Chourio for 8 years and $82 million. They also re-signed left-hand pitcher Wade Miley for next season. NFL running back A.J. Dillon on that catch he made on the left side and ran over people for 14 yards against the Chiefs.
You know, I take a lot of pride in yards in the flat. You know, I've been able to do that kind of the last couple of weeks, be a reliable check down for Jordan. I don't care if it was for 1 yard or 10 yards, whatever it ended up being. You know, it's about showing up and it's about being consistent for me.
That's Packers running back A.J. Dillon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. High of 38 this afternoon under cloudy skies, northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows around 21 tonight, 38 tomorrow, cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 35.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lights. At least they're not Bud Light, at 10:30 in the morning. DC time on a Thursday.
DC, tell us, 9:30 Central, Crudy. That's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
What is over the back fence? Let's say you have a
3-piece children's luggage set,
or a
7-quart digital air fryer,
or a
2019 Cadillac
for sale. Just call up 424-2600 on Saturdays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Describe your item and wait for the calls to roll in. It's your on-air bulletin board only on WFHR.
Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're coming to the front lines of history in the making right now. There are a lot of big stories, but one that just broke literally as I was coming on the air. The Confederate sympathizer white supremacist Tommy Tuberville has now said that he will drop his objections to some military promotions, but not all of them. The ones he will drop his objection to are any promotion to 3 stars or below that requires Senate confirmation. That typically is flag officers. Why are they called flag officers? Because when you become a general or an admiral, you're issued a flag. And if you go on a ship, they pipe you aboard. The sailors all line up, pipe you aboard. And your flag is flown beneath the American flag. It shows that Comnav Sinclair or whatever it is on board. And the same is true in the Army and the Air Force and so on. So they're called flag officers. So as far down as they require Senate confirmation, Tuberville has been blocking them since February. It's been 10 months. Well, we're facing a hot war in Ukraine, a hot war in Israel, and a hot war in the Red Sea, and with Iranian proxies shelling our ships. And the treacherous dog, Tuberville, has simply, by invoking unanimous consent, held them up. Well, now he said, I will drop them for 3 stars and below. There's no rational reason for that. There's no rhyme or reason that he should continue to put a hold on any military promotion. He doesn't object to any of them. The reason for the 3-star and below is because Sullivan, who is a senator from Alaska but very pro-military, suggested that to him to get the ball rolling. But he's not dropping his objections based on unanimous consent to 4-star promotions. Those are the top admirals and generals in our military. 4-star promotions. That would be, for instance, the commanding officer of the 2nd Fleet, the 6th Fleet, the 3rd Fleet, the 5th, the 7th Fleet. Our major generals. We're going to go to the line. Cindy of Appleton, my friend. Thanks for calling, Cindy. What's on your mind today?
Well, we spend how many billions of dollars on our military budget? It's like 60% of our gross national product, whatever you call it now. Isn't this really undermining all the money we spend on our national defense when we have some bonehead like this in here not doing the work of the people and the work of the budget?
Yeah, you're right on the money, right on the money. Here's what's going on, Cindy. He said he thinks this is too many officers and he never served, and he thinks they're too woke. Translate, he's come out and said he's a white supremacist. I mean, he said a white supremacist is simply an American and a Trump supporter. He does not like to see black admirals and generals and female admirals and generals. And he doesn't have the guts to just come out and say it. So what does he do? He goes, well, they're too woke. Oh, really? They're too woke. He doesn't have a clue. He didn't serve. He didn't even serve as an enlisted man or a junior officer in anything. And the clown is pontificating. The clown is pontificating. I can't stand this guy. Let me tell you something. I do not want to see this guy in July in Milwaukee next year, my town. I don't want to see him. I want to see the dog, the venomous dog. And you know something? If you see him, if you're in Milwaukee and there's a Republican convention, you see this idiot walking down the street, you go up to him. Do not threaten him. We don't want criminal activity. And say, you're no damn good. Get out of our state. You're no damn good. Get out of our state. Beat it. Get out of here. I can't stand to look at you. Treacherous dog that you are. You know what he reminds me of? There's an historical analogy, and you may have heard of some of it. There was an enslaved man named Joshua Glover in the 1850s. He was a slave in the South in Missouri. He'd been sold several times, and when they sold a slave, believe this or not, they stripped them naked, put them in front of a crowd of buyers, men and women. And the buyers were permitted to feel them up, supposedly just their arms and legs to see how strong they were. And Joshua Glover was damn tired of being sold and stripped and fell and working for nothing and being a slave. And so what he did was he escaped. However, in the early 1850s, there's a thing called the Fugitive Slave Act, made a federal offense to hide a slave and to interfere with his recapture. Believe it or not, that was one of the main things that led to the Civil War. People in the North weren't going to put up with that. Joshua Glover got to Racine, and he was betrayed by somebody whom he had trusted. And they sent slave catchers, guys like Tuberville, up from the South to arrest him, and they put him in jail in Milwaukee. Believe it or not, Milwaukee, the early 50s. Well, word got around. Folks in Milwaukee didn't like that. They went down to the jail, and they tore it apart. They freed him, put him on the Underground Railroad back to Racine, and then up to Canada, and he was a free man. There is nothing in the historical narrative that says what happens to the slave catchers. You know, these gibbering guys with the gray hats and half their teeth tobacco stained. There's nothing. I do not know if they were hanged. I do not know if they were hanged. I suspect they were not. I would suspect that they took to their heels. They got a little buckshot in the rear end. And they left town real quick. Tuberville, you are essentially a slave catcher. We don't want you and your kind. Now, here's what this guy did. Purely out of vanity, he said it was about abortion. He doesn't care about abortion. Some people said it was because the new space station is going to be built. And it was determined because of all best engineering practices and everything else to build it in Colorado. Alabama wanted it. They already have a space station in Alabama. They wanted a second one. We didn't get it. He demanded that it be put there, and then he drops this hold on everybody. Then he said it's abortion. Then he said it's because people are too woke. Then he said it was because there are too many officers. How would he know? You know, it's very, very common for people that have no military experience to denigrate leadership. They go, oh, leadership, what does it matter? If you're out there in the jungle and you don't have a company commander, your platoon leader is just as good. Well, no, that's not true, okay? Oh, you're out at sea and you don't have a captain. All right, well, the executive officer is just as good. Well, no, he isn't. No, he isn't. And okay, you're on the USS Kearney in the Red Sea, and the Houthis of Yemen are Iranian proxies. They hate the United States. They hate Western civilization. They hate Israel. And they launch missiles at freighters, commercial freighters, and also at the USS Kearney. Now, the USS Kearney, I've been on a destroyer. I was not assigned to a destroyer. I was assigned to an ARS, but I've been on a destroyer and I had friends on destroyers. They're very vulnerable. And there is no commanding officer of the Fifth Fleet in Bahrain as a result of Tommy Tuberville. How the hell does he know that we don't need a four-star admiral in Bahrain? That idiot, I'm going to the, getting angry. I'm going to the phones. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend, I'll take you in order. You're first, Jean of Eau Claire. What's in your mind today?
Hey, Matt, great show. And you know what? Your anger is well justified. You know what's required. You've been there and done that. And see, I want to take it one step further, and that is, he is anti-democracy. He is for authoritarianism and a Putin supporter, in my opinion, because of his actions. We are in danger now, and we need to wake up in our country, because what's happening all around to democracies, which you've been seeing all along, and evidence is showing it. People need to just pay attention to what's going on, because they are taking a lot of countries, democracies, down from the inside out. So those Republicans, they're not the old Republicans, believe you me, but some of them, you know, have changed, which I'm shocked because I've watched them for years. We need to get these people out, and that guy is a threat to the United States of America, in my opinion. He shouldn't be heard or nothing like that, but he needs to be voted out. Those people should not even be allowed on the steps of the Capitol because of what they've done to our country and continue to do to our country. So thank you so much for all the information and education, Matt, because you've been there, and we're so lucky to have you. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you very, very much, Gene. Dick of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. Dick, what's in your mind today?
Well, amongst other things, he's a carpetbagger, like our own senator. He lives in the panhandle of Florida. You know, like Ron Johnson here, how much time does Ron Johnson spend in this state? Very little, I'm certain. But the guy is just, at every level, a joke. I think what he's trying to do, Matt, personally, is line himself up to run with Trump as a VP, because he's on the same page with everything across the board, if you look at him. And that's all he wants, is a yes man.
Yeah, that's a very good insight. And here, let me build on that, and I'll tell you what. He's a senator from Alabama. Yeah, he lives in the panhandle of Florida because it's nicer there, he thinks, or whatever. He has no loyalty. He has no loyalty in anybody or anything. And would Trump pick him as VP? I think that's a stretch, because he's so controversial with his military thing. And Trump is a draft dodger. Remember, during Vietnam, he claimed he had bone spurs. But he may very well be angling for cabinet position. He could lose the next time in Alabama. There could be a guy in the Republican Party that's just as conservative, who also is a military veteran, said, we're not going to put up with this. And he may be out of a job. He's a clown. And I think Trump probably would give him a job in his cabinet. These are the kind of people he would pick up. These are the kind of people he would pick up. Thanks for calling. Coming up, there's now a split in the Republican leadership on whether there should be pay raises for the UW system.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Dino! Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
The morning show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
It's also worth mentioning that Google has basically become a monopoly of the search engines.
We've never seen this before, where a company is just kind of like owning it. And like, yeah, we are, but what are you going to do?
That's no defense, by the way.
No.
You got nothing then.
What are they paying their attorneys? Hey, Google, search engine, how to find a good attorney.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
72789. Well, there's a glimmer of hope. There is a split in the Republican leadership now on the issue of withholding pay raises for the UW system. I have spoken to senior people in the UW system who told me that it has a devastating impact. For one thing, the UW can't begin to pay competitive wages to private industry. And I don't just mean at the top. I mean all the way down. People can go out and make more at Amazon. They can make more at companies like that, like Uline, than they can at UW. They're willing to work for the UW. I'm not talking about professors. There are professors that can make a lot more in private industry, but they like the status of being professors. But this has to do with the tens of thousands of employees who make the university work in the engineering department, custodians, and everything else. And I'm told that this, by senior people in the UW system, that this has had a devastating impact. If somebody can go out in Amazon and make $25 an hour, and they're being offered $10 or $12 an hour and no raises, it's not hard to see what they're going to do. Here's the split. Robin Voss, the speaker, won't budge, he says, will not give pay raises until the UW system gets rid of the DEI programs, diversity, equity, and inclusion. But Devin LeMahieu, the Sheboygan area state senator, who frankly is a little more moderate than Voss, he wants those raises to go through. He wants those raises to go through, and he made a good point. He said the employees have no control over DEI. Some guy who's a janitor at UW Oshkosh, what control does he have over DEI? He has none whatsoever. How about somebody in the heating and air conditioning system in Eau Claire? What does he have to do with DEI? He has nothing to do with DEI. I have an idea. LeMahieu said that he thinks that there's a chance that these wages will go through. I have two ideas. One, they better be retroactive, like everybody else's. They can't just be saying, all right, we cheated you for a couple of months, so therefore the hell with you, and just going, no, they've got to be retroactive the same as all other employees. Secondly, keep this in mind. This affects about 35,000 employees of the UW system. That's roughly half, just roughly half of the state employees in the state. The other half got raises. What, one half doesn't get raises, one half does, and the one half that doesn't are essentially keeping one of the greatest university systems in the world going, and no one cares? Well, they do care. I care, and a lot of people care. But I do have an idea. DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion, has gotten a bad name, sometimes for bad reasons, but sometimes for good reasons. Let me give you an example. In the DEI programs in some universities, it's gone over the top. Michigan has hundreds of DEI officers. It has resulted in anti-Semitism. For instance, if you take a look at Stanford, you take a look at the Ivy League, people are, DEI is diversity, equity, and inclusion. If there is exclusion involved, diversity, equity, and exclusion of Jewish students, bullying and so forth, that has to be rooted out, root and branch, from our universities. So one possibility, and I throw this out for people who want to consider it, is sit down with Voss and LeMahieu. LeMahieu's on your side anyway. And say, look, this is killing the university. It's wrong. Janitors have absolutely no control over DEI. But why don't we do this? Why don't we have an audit of the DEI programs conducted by the university? And if it is found that some of the DEI programs and the people that we've put in them are working to enable or not to stand up to anti-Semitism in our campuses, they will be trimmed. They will be trimmed. DEI should only be in effect to make sure that students who historically were rejected, historically made it difficult to attend college, and were themselves discriminated against, to be able to attend the colleges here in the state with their heads high and get a great education. But the perversion of DEI into anti-Semitism in some campuses, that's a legitimate question. That gives Voss face to save. LeMahieu's on the side anyway. Let's get this done. We'll go to the lines. Jack at Merrimack, my friend. Thanks for calling, Jack. What's in your mind today?
Well, first of all, in my opinion, for what it's worth, there are several things going on here. And the first and foremost thing for Voss and most of the crazy Republicans we have these days is do as much damage to the UW system as possible. Cut. Make people have to pay more. Keep those people who traditionally are lower income, like, for instance, some of those that are trying to get into some of the spur campuses that are now being closed. Keep them away from college so that they can't develop critical thinking skills. This is, you know, the idea that Voss says that it is because of DEI, I think, is intentional misinformation. And what it's really about is doing as much damage to the university level of public education as possible. They've already done a lot to the K-12 system, and certainly to the preschool system as well, because of their refusing to have any support for child care. So that, I think, is what this is really about. And that's the Republican philosophy these days. You know, it's the old, I love the poorly educated. Gee, I wonder who said that.
That's an excellent call. And for those of you who do not know, Jack is a lifelong teacher, and in fact speaks with a great deal of experience in this. Jack, thanks a lot for an excellent call. Mark from the SAC, my friend, you're next. What's your mind, Mark?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, Matt. Yeah, it's remarkable that perhaps the university needs to expand DEI to explicitly include that poor, oppressed group of conservative college Republicans that seem to feel that they're always completely put out and not recognized on campus, make Voss feel more comfortable that actually DEI should include those people, because, you know, they feel like they're an excluded group. Perhaps, you know, that sensitivity snowflake-ism of them should be recognized as well. I don't know if I'm making myself clear here, something that kicks around in my head is that they seem to feel like they're oppressed on campus, and I certainly don't think they really are. But they feel like there's such a disadvantage that perhaps there's some way to seduce Voss into accepting DEI, make him recognize the fact.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Thanks for the call. There's got to be a resolution to this. We have LeMahieu on our side. I'll tell you, we're going on to another subject. I see you on the lines. Do not hang up. Do not hang up. Coming up, the GOP is trying to dissolve the Wisconsin Election Commission. You won't believe what they've proposed. But I'm going to go to the lines first. So stay on the line.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news talk and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin State Senate's top Republican tells the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network he disagrees with Assembly Speaker Robin Voss over withholding University of Wisconsin pay raises over diversity programming.
Why do you support holding back those pay raises for UW employees?
I don't support holding them back.
You think that money should go out the door?
Yeah, I do.
Republican Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu says withholding raises hurts a lot of people who have nothing to do with diversity programs. Wildlife officials have captured hundreds of invasive carp on the Mississippi River near Trempealeau. The carp were imported to the southern U.S. in the 1960s and 70s. They've since spread into rivers and streams in the nation's midsection. Invasive carp are destructive eaters, and wildlife officials are working to keep them out of the Great Lakes. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Wednesday, December 6th. In Wood County, the Conservation, Education, and Economic Development Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the courthouse in Room 114. In Portage County, the Public Library Board of Trustees will meet at 4:30 at the Portage County Annex in Conference Room 5. The Historic Preservation Design Review Commission will meet at 5 in the Community Room on Michigan Avenue. There will be a presentation and discussion on the creation of a statewide historic preservation plan. It will include a project timeline and discussion on how the public can participate in the process. In Adams County, the Drainage Board will meet from 10 to 11 by Zoom. The Board of Adjustment will meet from 10:30 to 12:30 also by Zoom. The Planning and Zoning Committee will meet from 3 to 6 at the courthouse in County Boardroom A230. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News, on your locally grown radio station.
The D3s.
D3 right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in and one.
The thrilling victories.
Badgers win it. Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight?
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Fakes the three, sidesteps left for three in the lead. He hit it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, draw and kick, right quarter three. Got it again!
It's the Bucks and the Knicks in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks and the New York Knicks in what's called the knockout round of the NBA in-season tournament at Fiserv Forum. The Bucks' Damian Lillard.
You know, I think we've learned more and more about it as it's going on, and we've taken more pride in it each game. Against the team that we beat in the last one. You know, I thought we played a pretty solid game against them. You know, we're improving. So one game, and then, you know, it's... We off to Vegas.
Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers have entered the AP's top 25, ranked 23rd after beating Marquette over the weekend in Madison. Marquette dropped five spots from 3rd to 8th after losing to the Badgers. NFL, the Packers' Christian Watson had seven catches and scored two touchdowns in that win over the Chiefs Sunday night, but he also had to leave the game with another hamstring injury. Matt LaFleur.
Does Christian's hamstring look like it's anywhere near as severe as the one?
We do not know yet. We're waiting till tomorrow and should have a better indication of where he's at.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. High of 38 this afternoon under cloudy skies, northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows around 21 tonight, 38 tomorrow, cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 35.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than BugTussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, BugTussle has you covered. BugTussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. BugTussle. We're out there because you're out there.
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome back to Methlin Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to follow up and pick up on some of the calls that came in on the LeMahieu-Voss split and the raises. And it's true, some very, very good points made. This disguises a real overall problem. Even if these raises go through, that's a pittance compared to how the Republican Party has savaged the UW system since Scott Walker was elected. Scott Walker had a visceral hatred for higher education. He left his higher education before he graduated. There are a lot of theories on why he did that. But he was venomous towards higher education. And if you take a look at what's going on now, they shoot down the engineering school, even though a lot of it would be paid for by private contributions. They didn't even take up the health science building for UWM. They tried initially to make the mission statement change it from the Wisconsin idea to simply that it was going to be a trade school for Wisconsin business. And they have routinely starved it of money on purpose. The greatest asset that this state has, the greatest asset, we punch above our weight. We're an average state in terms of population and income, but we have a superb university system. UW-Madison has been ranked 34th in the world at one point, 34th in the world, including all of the United States, every university in the United States, everyone in the UK, everyone in France, Germany, Spain, Russia, China, everywhere. Everywhere. This is Wisconsin. UWM is a tier one research university. There's only 150 of them in the country. There are thousands of colleges in the country. But there are only two tier ones in Wisconsin, and they are Madison and UWM. I've audited courses at UWM. My dad was on the fact that UWM is a superb university. And the other ones, I've had relatives go to many of them. UW La Crosse, UW Stevens Point, friends and clients, UW Eau Claire, Whitewater, all of them, Oshkosh, Superior. One of the things I love about Superior is one of its most famous graduates, UW-Superior. Arnold Schwarzenegger, believe it or not, when he was a young man, can you imagine Arnold Schwarzenegger walking down the street in Superior? What a great image. What a great image. In any event, this legislature is anti-intellectual. It is a think small legislature that is determined to drag Wisconsin down. So I'm not grateful for the fact that they now may look at raises. They should have looked at it a long time ago, but that's only the tip of the iceberg. Well, here's something else they're proposing in their attack on democracy. Believe it or not, there is a bill being drafted to dissolve the Wisconsin Elections Commission. That's one way to get Megan Wolf to no longer have a job and three Democrats out from the ability to check Republican attacks on the democracy. And here's what they're proposing. And you've got to read it very carefully, because if you don't, you think, oh, that might be okay. It's not okay. They're proposing that the duties of the Wisconsin Election Commission be turned over to the Secretary of State. Well, now that's Sarah Godlewski, but you can't guarantee that it'll always be either a Democrat or a Republican who stands for our democracy. But there's a sneaky little tail to it. And guess what that tail is? This legislation would bar the Secretary of State from taking any action without the prior approval of the gerrymandered legislature. So that's effectively what they're saying is this. Sarah Godlewski will become Megan Wolf. She'll be the executive director. She'll have no policy chops at all. And she will take orders from a gerrymandered legislature who will tell her, for instance, about drop boxes, who will tell her, for instance, about early voting, which would mean no drop boxes, no early voting. They would tell her what advice to give to clerks, and their intent is to confuse clerks, to confuse them. There are thousands of clerks, election clerks in the state, thousands. You may say, well, Matt, wait a minute, there are only 72 counties. That's true, there are, but lots of towns, villages, there are clerks all over the place. And they all call. And they all call Megan Wolf right now. And Megan Wolf gives them what the Wisconsin Election Commission had mandated. She doesn't make policy. And the Wisconsin Election Commission is three Democrats, three Republicans, and has set procedures. So this crooked, sneaky deal, and I'm hoping they don't try it as a constitutional amendment, because if they do, and they manage to trick the voters in this state, you've essentially turned over to the gerrymandered legislature responsibility for elections, and they'll stay gerrymandered. But go to the lines. Tom and McFarland, my friend. Thanks for going. What's your mind today, Tom?
Hi, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. And, you know, just to build on that, I don't know how many times I heard from Republican friends that, you know, our election, 2020 election, was fraudulent because the Wisconsin Election Commission enacted policy that was not approved by the legislature. And they forget that when the Republicans formed the Wisconsin Election Commission, written within the statute that formed it, they ceded the authority to the Wisconsin Election Commission, acting on their behalf. So everything that the Wisconsin Election Commission did in 2020 was as a proxy to the legislation, which made it legal and constitutional. But more to the point, with this new legislation that's coming up, remember the Republicans want to take the Secretary of State and make that an appointee instead of having it being an elected official. So that would now remove one more barrier in terms of them just making sure they can control whatever the election outcome is going to be. Right now we have quite a few checks and balances, and this past election showed that the balances are working, which is exactly why the Republicans want to get rid of it. They didn't like the precursor to the Wisconsin Election Commission because it was doing its job. So they dissolved it, formed the Wisconsin Election Commission, and now the Wisconsin Election Commission is doing its job, all of which seem to be stymieing Republican efforts to end free elections in Wisconsin. So I'm right there with you. This cannot go forward. Thank you.
Yeah, no, excellent call, Tom, as always. Yeah, let me build on that. Let me build on that. There had been prior iterations going back to the, there's a guy named Kevin Kennedy, who was the executive director in the late 70s, early 80s. He was terrific. They were all terrific. The Republicans didn't like any of it. And remember something I've said many times. Republican strategy is chaos, violence, and fraud. Sparingly used with the violence, but we saw it on we saw it on January 6th, and we also saw it, frankly, in these death threats that Trump is ginning up against election clerks, against Megan Wolf, against the Election Commission. The two major things that the Republicans and some Republicans I know who claim there was fraud, there were drop boxes, and also there was an old age home in Racine where the guidance from the Wisconsin Election Commission, and Tom's absolutely right, it was ceded, the authority was ceded to the WEC by the legislature, which is permissible. There was this old age home, and they were trying to distribute ballots in April of 2020, and then in the fall of 2020. And that was not only COVID, but it was pre-vaccine. Remember the vaccine, I didn't get my first vaccine shot till January of 21. If you were a really high-risk medical case, you might get in December of 20. But nobody got vaccine in September of 20 or November of 20, and nobody got it certainly in April of 20. And so how do these old folks vote? Because the guidance from the Wisconsin Election Commission was there should be a representative of some sort going there with the ballots. The old folks would line up, they get their ballot, they'd mark it. The representative would then notarize it, and everything would be hunky-dory. Well, the Wisconsin Election Commission met, and all six of them, three Democrats, three Republicans, bipartisan, said what we're going to do is mail it to the old folks, mail it to the senior citizens, and then we'll have somebody there who's a notary or whatever was needed to witness it and take care of it and mail it back. And they did that. And no one has alleged there's any impropriety in that. And that was voted on by the Wisconsin Election Commission, which was ceded the authority to do it by the state legislature in the statute. The Republicans thought that Trump would win. The Republicans thought that the April 2020 elections would go their way. When it didn't go their way, they claimed fraud, and they went into court, and they got a very right-wing judge, a Trump-type judge, to say that you couldn't have drop boxes after the fact. After the fact, even though they had been authorized before. Okay, fine, but it's not retroactive. And by the way, this Supreme Court will likely overturn that as well. But it wasn't retroactive. So all these people are going, oh, there was fraud. No, there wasn't fraud. The Wisconsin Election Commission, 6-0, totally bipartisan, said the senior citizens should get them by mail. They agreed. Otherwise, they wouldn't have voted because none of these old age homes was letting anybody in because that happened in New York, and then COVID ran through the old folks and a lot of them died. That's all we're talking about here. So when Gableman and Voss and everybody else says there may have been fraud, they're lying, flat out lying. So this idea to get rid of the Wisconsin Election Commission, which has done its job, and so did his predecessor, by the way, and Kevin Kennedy was one of the great ones. I wish him well. I fond memories of the work he did 40 years ago. But now they're saying we're going to use the Secretary of State essentially as a executive director like a Megan Wolf, who has no authority to do anything unless the gerrymandered legislature says they can. And the gerrymandered legislature will say stuff that's designed to reelect the gerrymandered legislature. That's what's going on. And Tom makes another excellent point that they have proposed making the Secretary of State an appointment by the governor. And okay, you can say, all right, Tony Evers. Well, it's not always going to be Tony Evers. There will be Republican governors. There'll be another Scott Walker. I would like to think that would take a constitutional amendment, by the way. I would like to think that the people in the state would see through it. When, you know, the Republicans tried to make the state treasurer appointed. And Sarah Godlewski got on that. She launched the opposition, and then she became the state treasurer. We have got to be sure that if they try it through constitutional amendment to make the Secretary of State appointed by the governor, that we resist that with every ounce of strength. I mean, you can't have that. The treasurer, the Secretary of State, the Attorney General, the Lieutenant Governor, they should all be elected, and so should the Superintendent of Public Instruction. Otherwise, you're going to have a whole raft of Gableman hacks someday in there buttoning this state up, and that should not be permitted to be done. Well, there's a couple of announcements, which I was sort of saddened to see, believe it or not. Patrick McHenry, the guy who is the speaker momentarily, and I think did a good job, is retiring. He's been in 20 years. Young guy, 48 or 90. He was elected when he was 29, the youngest guy in the Congress at that time, 20 years ago. But I thought he had integrity. He's a Republican, but most people don't know this. He was the only member of the North Carolina delegation who voted to certify Joe Biden. Also, a lot of them came to him when he was interim speaker and said, you know, why don't you do this and introduce this bill and do that and effectively be the speaker? And he said, you know, that isn't clearly set out in the Constitution, so I decline. I hope he runs again. Patrick McHenry, you're a good man. Do not get out of politics. Run someday in North Carolina for governor or senator. You're a very, very good guy. And you're Republican. But you stood tall. You voted to certify Joe Biden. you voted to do the right thing. Okay, coming up, I see you on the lines. Do not hang up because we have to duck off briefly. But coming up, why are women's groups not denouncing the rapes of Israeli women by Hamas? Coming up, and I will go to the lines first before we get to that subject.
I walk the line because you're mine. I walk the line because you're mine.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
As a farmer, you make a lot of important decisions that impact the profitability of your operation. When considering your crop insurance options for the next growing season, turn to Ag Country Farm Credit Services. The insurance team at Ag Country knows agriculture, and they'll work to personalize a multi-peril crop insurance policy to fit your needs and protect your bottom line. Contact Ag Country today to get started. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We'll go right to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. Bill, what's in your mind today?
You brought up somebody that actually induces vomiting in me, and that's Robin Voss. You know, Voss had to get in the popcorn business and screw it up like he screwed up our state. But I want to make a statement that to him and any of his supporters that are listening. Guys like Robin Voss fear education, because if you invest in education, you get citizens that make intelligent decisions, not puppets that follow and don't without question. George Carlin's got a great tape on why Republicans hate education. But I want to touch on one more thing. You were talking about colleges and Republican, young Republicans not being welcomed. I think we should welcome them into all, and I mean it, I'm not joking, into all our colleges right in Wisconsin, and then create something that they will flourish at, and it'll be interesting. Let's have debate. Let's have the young Republicans and the young Democrats debate. I watched that clown show that Hannity put on, which he called a debate. And here's what Hannity can't. These, how ignorant these people are. He's supposed to be the moderator, not the guy that's hitting Gavin Newsom. Well, because DeSantis can't even defend himself. That was pathetic. DeSantis can't defend himself. So Hannity, instead of being a moderator, decides, well, I'll just jump in and I'll tag team with him and maybe we can both. And they still couldn't beat Newsom. That's what the American public has to see. I hope MSNBC puts an equal charge out and let Sean Hannity debate Joe Scarborough. And you know what? I'll pay money to go and listen to that. I'll pay good money to listen to go to that. Why? Because we're going to learn something. Remember, these clowns, this clown show, their top clown, the number one clown, 91 felonies, 26 sexual assaults, 11 bankruptcies, the best they've got. That's it. That's how out of luck these guys are. We got to stop showing them respect. They have no accountability. If I run into one, I'll say I'm glad to debate you, but we're not going to play in La La Land. We're going to play by the rules. These people are beyond pathetic, and I think they can't walk it back anymore. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, no, that's an excellent call, as always. And I watched that debate. I thought Gavin Newsom has a real future in presidential politics. I hope he's president someday. And DeSantis just was pathetic. And Hannity jumped in, but Hannity is so clumsy, he did a lousy job too. They had a deal beforehand. There'd be no props and then no videos, and they violated it. Suddenly, DeSantis is pulling out props of gay books and falsely saying they're in the schools, and then a map showing feces in San Francisco, which is disgusting and false. And then the clown Hannity puts up videos about crime statistics that are rigged. They're rigged. And all that Newsom has to do is look and say, hey, wait a minute. Florida is a smaller state than we are, and they have 60% more murders. And Hannity doesn't even show any remorse for busting the deal and rigging it. And Hannity's a hack. DeSantis is a hack. And quite frankly, we need Gavin Newsom. We need him today, quite frankly, but I was very, very impressed with him. I want to talk about one thing. There is a unbelievable silence on the part of women's groups in this country about the rapes and sexual torture of Israeli women by Hamas. And Pramila Jayapal of state of Washington, who is the chair of the Progressive Caucus, was hit on that by Dana Bash this weekend. And she was terrible. She said, well, you know, it's both sides, there's an equivalency. That's false. The Israeli government and soldiers have done nothing like that. As a matter of fact, I read an account, you can see it online, I'm not going to repeat it here, it's so awful, of the sexual tortures and the genital tortures that Hamas did of those Israeli women, that when they came on that rave concert, there were a lot of attractive women there. And one reason why Hamas didn't get farther into Israel is because they enjoyed themselves torturing these women. That's all I want to say about that. However, Sheryl Sandberg, the former CFO of Facebook, put out a very, very good speech now, demanding that women's groups denounce Hamas's sadism towards Israeli women. But why are they not? And it's because, quite frankly, some of the women's groups increasingly are not devoted to women's issues. They're devoted to other issues. And I'm going to give you an example, the Women's March. The Women's March after Trump got elected, everybody had high hopes for it. The Women's March was speedily taken over by people. Linda Sarsour, S-A-R-S-O-U-R, was one of the leaders. And she gave a speech in which she said, I hope that our jihad against the American government is pleasing to Allah. All that matters is Allah. That's what she said. That is the ideology that's taken over Women's March, which is why it doesn't really exist anymore. It's split in two or three. The Council on American-Islamic Relations has a seat on it. They have penetrated other women's groups. And women's groups, quite frankly, are afraid to take any position on rape, sexual abuse, which is one of their signature issues, obviously, if it is indulged in by people in the third world, especially the Middle East. You've got to understand that. You can see the word woman in an organization's name and think, oh, that's a good organization, that's great, I'll contribute to it. Dig a little deeper. Dig a little deeper. There is no way that the squad, there's no way that the Progressive Caucus in this country now, largely Democratic Socialists of America types, not Democrats, we're going to denounce any rape, any mutilation, any sadism towards Israeli women or Jewish women by anybody in the Middle East. They're not going to do it. All that they say about denouncing the United States about sexual abuse and so far is a fraud. That is not their signature issue. It's not the signature issue of Women's March. And I'll tell you what, if you take a look at the National Organization for Women, and Me Too and everything else, contact them. Say, why have you not denounced the rapes and the sadism towards Israeli women and girls? Some of them very young girls. Some of them teenagers, some of them younger than that. And it's going on right now against some of the hostages they still have. And they will tap dance and shuffle. But basically, that's not the issue that has overtaken their group. Well, coming up, a lot of news. Weather, and unbelievably, take a look at new work from Liz Cheney in her new book, Oath and Honor, and some of the things she said that I had not been aware of. 20th century Potsdam.
locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Lofi's Holiday Sweepstakes is back. The Bakers of Country Hearts would like to put a little more jingle in your holiday this season by giving you a chance to win one of two $500 prizes, or the grand prize of $1,000. Winners will each receive a check that can be used for travel, gifts, or just celebrating with family and friends. Whatever makes your holiday more jolly. For complete rules and to enter for your chance to win, visit facebook.com/loafiesbread.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks. Israel's widened its offensive in southern Gaza, with troops entering the city of its second largest city, Khan Yunis. Israel spokesperson Ilan Levy.